unprecedented situation. The rebels are winning one week, the government is winning another week, and there are no protocols for it. So it's really unpredictable. I don't think that they face a risk of serious violence, particularly because neither side wants to antagonize other countries. But I think that on a day-to-day basis, they're going to have some very tough decisions to make, and they're going to face a lot of instability and potential risks. In other words, what I'm saying is that it's going to be a real headache of a mission. That doesn't necessarily mean that any violence will be used against them. I think there'll be lots of difficult moments.
Fiji peacekeepers have experience serving with UNIFIL in southern Lebanon. Would their job on the Golan Heights be very different today than what it was in Lebanon?
You know, in some ways, I think if they were in Lebanon today, I think it would be more risky because there's more of an incentive for both sides to attack peacekeepers in Lebanon, and then they could simply try to make it look as the other side did it. Look, the problem with this is that the UN peacekeepers did not do their job in Lebanon. They basically got along. After 2006, there was supposed to be a really reinforced operation, and they were supposed to stop Hezbollah from returning to the south and stop arms smuggling. And basically, they got along by non-interference. They just watched the Hezbollah people do it. They were threatened, and they responded to the threats by giving in. In Lebanon, that was really illegitimate, not doing their mission. But in Syria, they are doing their mission because they're not really supposed to do anything so much. They really are supposed to observe. So in that sense, they can do their job better.
If they can do their job reasonably well on the Golan Heights, why then did other delegations, I think the Austrians and the Croats, pull out?
Because of the points I made, it's a very unstable situation. There are no easy rules of engagement. One day, one side can be there. The other side, another, can be there. They're lawless and disorganized, and kidnapping can be attractive. It's perilous. It's really a perilous situation. But again, if you want to assess the actual risk, I think that the bottom line risk is less, but there are just going to be a lot of moments when, I mean, they're going to meet guys with guns, and they don't know if they're going to shoot at them, and they're going to have to do a very delicate mission. And it's not completely clear what good they're going to do. I mean, I think they'll certainly serve as observers for how the war is going, but it's not really clear they're going to do a great mission. Now, note that there are problems dealing with both sides. As Western help for the rebels builds, that gives the incentives to the regime side to look at these peacekeepers as enemies and to see them as basically people who want to overthrow the regime. On the other hand, with the rebels, there are strong anti-Western forces. I mean, there are people who just look, what are these non-Muslims doing here? They want to stop the revolution. And remember, there's Al-Qaeda. About 15% of the rebels are Al-Qaeda. So they're going to have problems with both sides.
The Fijian Blue Helmets have been in that region for a long time, Sinai, Lebanon, now in the Golan Heights. What's their reputation?
Well, I think their reputation is tough, but I think there are some imputations that either through bribery, involvement in smuggling, and basically a blackmail, that they can be deterred from doing their jobs. And these are problems. But in a sense, I think these problems are less salient in Syria than they were in Lebanon. I mean, basically, what they need to do is not interfere with either side, stay out of their way, report accurately, and they don't have to act effectively. I mean, it's really not clear anymore what their mission is, frankly.